Garrett Edelstein here, your celeb expert and your celeb savant. Celeb Savant is a weekly entertainment show. We have long-form career retrospective type interviews with celebrities, singers, actors, and industry experts. Durban-born and raised talent, Naliani Uma is a captivating figure in the world of fashion, beauty, and lifestyle. With an impressive range of talents and a strong entrepreneurial spirit, she effortlessly balances numerous roles while captivating her audience. She has currently created some waves on social media with her unique, creative fashion content. As an ambassador and content creator, she has collaborated with industry giants such as Guess, Jimmy Choo, GHD, and numerous other household names. She also has noteworthy acting credits, having appeared in film assets such as Pete's Sake 2 and The Honeymoon. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got Naliani Uma. Where do we find you in the world? How are you doing and what's happening in your life?
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for having me on your show today. My name is Naliani Uma, and you can find me on your multiple social media platforms such as Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Threads. You can find me there on Naliani. That's my handle. Naliyani.
And are you based in Durban or South Africa or Joburg?
So I am currently between Johannesburg and Durban.
Okay.
But my hometown is Durban, KwaZulu-Natal.
So now let's rewind all the way back to the beginning. So at what age did you decide, cool, I want to be in the media industry? And how did that progress to where we are currently today?
So I actually decided to be in the entertainment and media industry around the age of 18, so fresh out of high school. I was really intrigued by the modeling industry. And essentially, I got into modeling, and slowly but surely, I got into other realms in this industry, such as acting, and that really equipped me for the multiple avenues that is available in this industry. It's not just one straight role. So you can really just shape yourself to get into those industries.
So you mentioned modeling. So what about modeling intrigued you?
I would say that when I was growing up, I was very much a fashion girl. So I was the most girliest kid you will come across. I loved making my own clothes for my Barbie dolls, giving them haircuts, giving them a makeover. And then I think in like the early 2000s, Tyra Banks had America's Next Top Model. And
yes.
I just came obsessed with the show. Like, I used to watch every single episode that was launched. And I always wondered, like, oh my God, this, like, abroad, like, you know, overseas, all of these things are happening, but why is this not happening in SA?
Yeah.
And I think it was straight after high school that I was like, hey, let me just actually try modeling. Like, why not? Because everyone always hinted, oh, you're a beautiful girl. You're so beautiful. But I was not confident enough
yes.
to become a model. So it takes a lot to stand in front of a camera and just be that product that they want you to be, that you're selling. So yeah, it was really just building my confidence to get to that point.
And how did you build that confidence? By just doing it more and more and more? Or were there other tricks that you dived into that thought, okay, cool, let me do this to help achieve that confidence?
Essentially, even if you take your own pictures and stuff on social media and you post it, I see so many kids and youngsters now doing this where they are creating, they're not waiting for opportunities to come their way. They are creating their own opportunities. They are doing photo shoots of themselves at home, DIY style. And it comes out beautifully. And that also helps with building your confidence. So when I started modeling, I was not one of those kids. I was still thrown into the deep end of being in a studio, being with 15 people crew.
Yes.
And you're in front of a camera and you're trying to get that shot. So yes, I would say doing more and being consistent in the industry helps you build that confidence going forward.
So you did mainly photographic modeling, or did you do runway as well?
I was mostly a catalog model.
Oh,
so
okay.
I never once actually got into runway modeling, as I felt that there was a height restriction, and there still is. even though a lot of agencies say that there isn't a height restriction. But at the end of the day, if the agency doesn't have a height restriction, their clients will.
Yes.
So it's a give and take situation. So I wouldn't want to put myself waiting for a client to come along and say, "Oh, okay, we're gonna hire you today. You're
Yes.
the lucky one."
Okay, so now let's unpack the other level. So you spoke about different packages or different buckets in the media entertainment industry. So let's dive into the next one. So acting. What do you love about acting and what appeals to you about acting?
I did not love acting, firstly.
Okay.
That was never in the cards for me. I think I built a name for myself, especially in Durban. As soon as there was a campaign that fell into my scope of
Yes.
work, I was booking that campaign, especially if it was for a young Indian girl. All of these checklists from your clients, from these the fashion
Yes.
industry, I would get booked for that.
Yeah.
But since I built my name as a model, the opportunity came to me where I was very lucky to get it, but I still had to audition.
Yeah.
And that was the most grueling process,
Yes,
going for an audition
auditioning. Isn't
as an
fun? Yes.
actor.
Yeah.
And you're not an actor. Like, you have not acted a day in your life, but you are going for an acting audition. But I was scouted essentially for this movie. And that movie is called The Honeymoon. So I had to go in for the auditions,
Yes.
audition for it. There was a lot of back and forth and callbacks. And I finally landed the role. And I was absolutely shocked by this because I was like, okay, cool. Like, I
Yes.
landed a first movie role. Like, this
Yes.
is a huge deal for me. And just like that, after that movie, it was almost like a snowball
Yes.
effect because I started landing other movies that were coming around. And these are really big production companies that were coming to Durban, Johannesburg, and I was auditioning with really big dogs in the industry, and I'm still landing these roles. So I'm actually quite impressed with where I am right now, but there's some things that I would still need to work on
Yes.
in my acting. It's a give and take situation where I'm really happy and blessed to be in this industry, but there is always room for improvement,
Yeah.
always.
So you seem very surprised that you got the first role on the Honeymooners and the other roles that are coming through. It's a surprise of, okay, I didn't think I could do it and I'm doing it and it's happening. Or it's, what is the basis of that surprise?
The surprise is that I manifested this.
Okay.
Manifestation is real.
Yes.
I always sat back and I said, you know, this is my somewhat game plan, but without me being delusional about it, I knew that there are steps in order to get to certain places.
Yes.
And just like how you would get a degree, you can't just jump straight out of high school and get a degree. You still need to
Yes.
study for 8 years to become a
Yes.
doctor and
Yes.
still have to be in 1 year comm service. So it's the same thing in the industry. But for me, somehow, I'm doing this backwards where I'm landing the roles and then I'm going for acting lessons. And it's all coming with it's really coming naturally to me because even when I do audition for these roles, I would say that I do prepare myself really well. I'm very hard on myself to the point that I would jump onto a Zoom call with all of my friends and family, and I'm like, someone tell me when I am messing this up right now. It's not a surprise. It is me being actually grateful that
Okay, understand.
this is actually happening. This is something I worked so hard towards, and now I'm actually getting it. Like, okay, like, so this hard work is paying off.
When you say you're hard on yourself, in what way?
Through anyone's life, you go through challenges.
Yes,
And
absolutely.
many of those challenges, especially in the industry, is overcoming certain insecurities, being 100% comfortable with yourself. And it was just overcoming these things and putting in that work to produce something that is for a greater picture. There's nothing that I will ever take on. There's so much of work that will come through, but I always fine-tune what I actually take on because I know that everything I do is for a greater picture in my career.
Okay.
So it does not mean because someone is giving you a certain amount, or they're offering you an opportunity of a lifetime. But if you feel in your heart that this is not meant for you and this is not fit for your career and this is not going to bring you exactly what you need right now, then you turn that down, because I do believe that when one door closes, there's plenty more that open up.
What's the next bucket we can unpack? Is that the influencer side?
Oh, I am a very multifaceted
Okay.
woman. So,
So let's dive into the next bucket.
the next bucket.
Yes.
I feel like a clown now, pulling out all my tricks.
Well,
So,
I think everyone has to. You know what the thing is, that a lot of people in the world, they often they I feel they box themselves. They are this, and then they have to be
yes.
this for the rest of their life. So the picture I like to create is that of an octopus. And the person's
Yes.
octopus, and we've got as many tentacles as you want. You can have 8 tentacles, you can have 100 tentacles, and each tentacle is a facet of yourself. So for me, it's a podcast host, spinning instructor, editor, marketer. So each
Yeah.
one is a specific thing. I don't have to box myself into one. So you have as many tentacles as well. So what's your next tentacle that we can dive into?
So most definitely my next tentacle would be an influencer,
Okay.
which is so controversial right now,
Wait, why is it controversial? Why is it controversial?
because people do have opinions of influencers. As soon as you are, yes, actually, I should actually touch on this, because influencers is almost like a job that people don't
Yes.
take seriously.
Okay.
They think that this is something you can do part-time, like this is just a little dance class, or this is just a little this.
Yes. Yeah.
These are real jobs that pay people's rents and pay their car insurance and put food on the table every single month. I'm pretty sure people would be shocked and blown out of their minds if they knew what influencers were earning. But I feel like we shouldn't be in a world where we are flexing on what we earn and what we are and what we use to gain the
Yes.
respect from other people. People should respect other people's careers and their paths in their lives.
For those people who do not understand or are not aware, what is an influencer and what goes into being one?
I better like answer this correctly.
No. It's not about being
From my
correct. It's
opinion,
about in your world. And
yes.
it doesn't matter what people perceive. For me, also, sometimes I don't quite understand it. And so a lot of people think, oh, it's just about doing a post here and there, but it's more than that. So let's understand and unpack all the different ways of what an influencer is.
I would say an influencer is a person that you may follow on your, firstly, on your social media platform. So you'd find an influencer on your social media platforms and you follow their lives and their lifestyle.
Okay.
And there is something within that certain person that you find attractive or that you find admirable, that you want to know, what are they using? What are
Yes.
they doing? I want to try these places out, because we are talking about people that are not just your people that are working your 9 to 5 or whatever it might be. These are people that come onto social media. They're looking for inspiration. They want to feel inspired. They may come onto my page and be like, oh my word, I really want to get a dress like this for my birthday. Oh my word, I really want to work hard and get this car and get this. So an influencer is not necessarily someone that is attached to just material things. An influencer can truly change your mindset towards your life, towards how you perceive the people around you, the lifestyle, and how you perceive life going forward as well. It's not just constantly pushing product onto people, it's also changing their mindset.
And what do you enjoy about doing that?
There's a lot that I
Okay.
actually enjoy about being an influencer, but I think what I'm most grateful for is getting to meet new people
Okay.
constantly.
Okay.
People from different industries, different lives, people that are literally doing the most incredible things, but you
Yes.
would never say that
Yes.
until they're stepping up onto that podium and they're talking about it. But you could be sitting in this room with these people thinking like, oh, she's just another pretty girl. She's just another like fashion chick, or she's a food blogger. But these people have the most amazing things going on for them, and they're so inspirational to their communities. I would say the best part about being an influencer is connecting with people.
So you've mentioned influencing, acting, and modeling. What's the next bucket?
My next bucket would be my business, which
Okay.
is called Talky Chai. I'm not sure. Are you familiar with chai?
Chai as in chai tea.
Yes.
Yes.
I feel like I need to correct you on that because
Okay.
chai does mean tea. So you just said tea, but chai tea or chai latte, or chai in general, you would find across many stores of people doing the instant chais that are the farthest thing that you would ever taste from chai.
Okay.
So chai is originated from India,
Yes.
and Dalki Chai is actually my baby. This business of mine is in the events industry,
Okay.
and we are now moving into the retail space to fill up shelves with our new product. But we are currently known for being in the events industry in Durban, where we cater to weddings, corporate events, parties, all of these things from micro events to large scale events. Essentially, our stations are your authentically brewed chai with fresh spices that are the most amazing for your body. I think we all should know this after COVID. Everyone's a fan of ginger. I would say it's ayurvedically one of the best things you could put into your body. Besides it being delicious, it is a huge health plus for your body. Yeah, Dalki Chai is just my passion. It's something, it's very opposite ends of the world for me because
Yes.
I have Dalki Chai that has nothing to do with my modeling and acting and influencing because it's a complete different sector. Constantly juggling all of these things, but it is something that I'm so passionate about because it is connected to my culture and who I am. So it does also keep me very grounded.
And how do you balance everything? So you've got all these different things happening. How do you balance? Or is it just like, okay, taking one step at a time, knowing, okay, I've got this movie role to prepare for or audition. I've got this shoot. I've got this. I have to do a post for.
There's a lot of planning that goes into this. At one point, I was genuinely going crazy where I was just like, I am about to burn out. No amount of yoga and gym is helping me. Like, I would wake up with a checklist already in my head of 20 things to do. And how do I explain this to my parents that might need me for something or my friend that wants to meet for coffee? And I'm like,
Yes.
guys, I can't meet with you. I can't do this because I'm going for a fitting at 9. I have a meeting at 10.
Yes.
I have to go and shoot this casting tape. I like in one day, I am fulfilling 10 different roles. And by the end of the day, I was coming home and not even falling asleep. I would collapse and wake up and be like, okay, start again.
Yes.
That was something that I had to sit down and have a great chat with myself about. That, yes, I can be all of these things, but it's balancing it that is
Yes.
so important
Yeah.
because you can burn out so quick trying to be all of these things and fulfilling all of these roles. So I would say the key to having a very balanced life with all of these roles is truly just sitting down at the beginning of this week. Or the beginning of your week, sorry, and say, okay, cool. This is my schedule. How can we work this? And just like you said, one step at a time. But don't get me wrong, there's always curveballs that are thrown
Life
in
happens,
between.
yes. Yeah,
When that does happen, it's just down to really just your planning and making the right decisions going forward, not only for yourself, but your businesses as well.
yes. What's short term, long term? What are the goals?
Whew. So there's a lot of goals. I think for each industry, for each tentacle, there is a
Yes,
goal.
yes.
In the modeling industry, I'm already in Durban, Joburg, Cape Town. So I would like to actually go abroad with that. But that is also following up once things are off balance and at a place in my business that I can now move freely without
Yes.
stressing about what's going on at home. That's in my modeling industry. For the acting industry, there is a lot coming up, and I'm really excited about it because these are things that I truly a year ago, if anyone spoke to me about this, I would say, no ways. Like, this is not happening. But it is. So I'm in the middle of preparing for something really big, that I'm very excited for. In regards to influencing, I'm still 100% myself, and I try to be that for the people that follow me, because it's not always going to be roses and sunshine and me posting every single day. Oh, go and win this day. You're a boss babe, and you can do this, and you can do that. There are days that people don't want to be a boss babe. They want to be in bed and rest. And that's okay. I always keep it real on my page. And for me, it's also family is very important. So me constantly showing my life in the best way possible, where people are receiving what I am showing them, and also understanding that life is so much more than what we see on social media. That's the most important thing to me. I always love to jump on board a lot of campaigns that spread awareness about what's going on in our communities, especially when we are hit with tragic disasters, traumas, things that are going on. I always like to reach out to community and get people to help there. So I think my goals in the future in regards to influencing is to also dive a bit more into community and hopefully build my own passion project within my community. And then in regards to my business, we have a few things that are cooking or brewing up with Dalki Chai, and we should be soon in stores 2024.
So lots of plan, lots of things ahead. As a final message to the listening audience, what would you like to say?
I would like to say that as a brown skinned Indian girl from Durban, it is absolutely possible to become whatever the heck you want to become. You don't need to become a lawyer, a doctor, or any of those things. And even if you do, that's fabulous. But you should never be confined by society's norms. Or anyone to be shoved into any box. You should be 100% yourself. Trust your instincts, trust your heart, believe in God, and you will be exactly where you need to be.